Aaron Rodgers did not throw a pass Thursday night, and the reason is more interesting than the absence. Mason Rudolph started the Steelers' 28-9 win over Green Bay, and per Ross McCorkle at Steelers Depot, citing Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, it was a late call with a specific condition attached. Mike McCarthy would only play Rodgers if both DK Metcalf and Michael Pittman Jr. were healthy and available. Both were in street clothes. McCarthy's own explanation leaned on playing combinations of people, per Steelers Depot, and Rodgers, per CBS Sports coverage, called the opener, quote, not real football. The June preview took a position that was contrarian on age. We said our library contains no validated quarterback aging cliff, and we would not improvise one. Rodgers has posted three nearly identical seasons at about 14 points a game across three different teams, threw 24 touchdowns against 7 interceptions last year, and won the division at 10-7. The whole setup argument was the reunion, McCarthy calling plays for him again, plus a remodeled receiver room built around Metcalf and Pittman. That setup is the thing this week dented. The condition McCarthy set for playing him has now become the storyline. Metcalf is banged up, per Rodgers himself back on August 11th. Pittman suffered a lower body injury on August 8th, and McCarthy called both hard-pressed to work this week, with their status for the September 13th opener against Atlanta described as uncertain, per Jack Markowski at Steelers on SI. Rodgers said the two injuries have been tough, though he suggested neither is long-term, and praised Brandon Smith's conditioning, per Rodney Knuppel at Athlon. And there is a cost to the caution. The live rush test against Green Bay's pressure defense was scratched, so the question of how a 43-year-old handles a real rush carries into September unanswered. Does the June read hold? Complicated. Nothing happened to Rodgers himself, and the durability of his 14-a-game plateau was never going to be tested in a preseason cameo, but the case was always Rodgers plus the weapons, and both headline weapons are hurt with the season 4 weeks out. A final season quarterback throwing to his third and fourth receivers is a different bet than the one June described. The checkable things for next week, whether Rodgers plays Friday against the Jets, which likely tells us whether Metcalf and Pittman are back, and any practice field sign of the succession order behind him staying quiet. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.